Tory MP, talk to working class men dying of lung disease about their white male privilege. By Jack Montgomery on February 13, 2020. Tory MP Ben Bradley has admonished woke commentators who harp on the subject of white male privilege by inviting them to speak to white working class men whose lives have been far from easy. "We're missing a trick if we're not focusing on ensuring all children get access to a good education and to life's opportunities," began the Mansfield MP, speaking during a parliamentary discussion excerpted by the Blue Collar Conservatism Group. "That means we can't continue to not talk about the plight of disadvantaged white boys who are consistently bottom of the pile," he said. "We hear a lot in the media and in this place about white male privilege. It seems to overtake discussion a lot," he added. "I would challenge those people to come to my community where men spent their whole lives digging coal underground to keep your lights on, and who are now dying early of lung disease as a result, to talk to them about their privilege. It's their children and their grandchildren that I am talking about today who need help, and our communities need help. Unless we grapple with the burning injustice that's facing these white working class boys in communities like mine in Mansfield, we're not going to be delivering the change that's needed," he concluded. Ben Bradley may have been encouraged to make his views on the issue known after actor Lawrence Fox recently hit back at a woman who tried to discredit his opinion by calling him a white privileged male on BBC Question Time. An incident many believe has helped to shift the Overton window on the subject. It is true that white working class boys have, statistically, poorer life chances than any ethnic minority in the United Kingdom. However, the S0 called positive action provisions in Britain's equality legislation, which are supposed to increase representation for disadvantaged groups by providing them with training workshops and internships which are not open to supposedly non-disadvantaged groups, are generally shut to the white working class, and in particular to white working class males. Indeed, publicly owned institutions such as the British Broadcasting Corporation, BBC, and Channel 4 often run advertisements for black and minority ethnic, BAME, only internships which pay more than a full-time job on the minimum wage. Which, for example, a privately educated black stockbroker's son would be eligible for, while a white miner's son would be shown the door. Even private initiatives to help the white working class are often scuppered, with two prestigious private schools recently refusing money to pay for scholarships for white working class boys. Meanwhile, money to pay for scholarships for black people at the University of Cambridge from grime rapper Michael Ebenezer Kwajo Omario Uwo Jr., stage name Stormzy, has been enthusiastically accepted. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.